Okay, this is a random Ingy, and we have a Spider Waffle here.
Hi, it's Spider Waffle, Blake Pifo.
Yeah, Spider Waffle is the one who did this run, obviously. I did the last run at 45 minutes. Both runs are pretty popular. So we're just going to be doing the commentary for the 31-minute run. So just open up the video file, and when I say now, you can start the video and listen to our awesome commentary.
Sounds good.
Alright, so 3, 2, 1, start the video. Alright, so this part is different because of all the other Half-Life runs, they just started at the door. So when the first one, when ThinkCircle did his, it just started at the door because this place is just really boring. You just sit inside this tram for a long time, and it just added to the video file size and made it boring, and just sort of took away from the run, so we didn't have it. But we added it back in here, so it's sort of just to, you know, get a sense of what it was in the original game, I guess. So yeah. I think that it was actually Spider Waffle's idea to put this back in here. He wanted to have it, and so
yeah,
we had a.
Well, was it my idea? I can't remember. I think someone else had an idea about this, about showing... It was actually Dopefish that gave me this idea, yeah. He did a run on Half-Life before, and he had this idea to film some sort of intro where you'd have, like, shots of the tram ride and going, and I thought it was a pretty good idea, so we actually implemented it. And Random Ingy was the one who did all the filming for the intro here. He used a lot of... like no clipping, going outside the tram and then letting it get
ahead of
it. A bunch of
cam commands, a bunch of
hack together
scripts and everything to look around. And I think someone else made this Gordon Scientist model that we used. It actually did model editing to get this in here.
Yeah, that was nice of him. Yeah, I included him in the credits for the video.
Yeah, it's funny, like, a lot of these places, you're not supposed to be able to see outside. You're supposed to be inside the tram, and so I have to do all these shots where you can't tell that it's just floating above or below the track. So I sort of try to obscure it with the rail or to these weird angles here.
It was nicely done.
Thanks. And I think that you wanted this shot where it looks at the G-Man there.
Yeah, because the G-Man is sort of a motif of Half-Life.
Yeah, and so this whole run is like, 190-something segments?
Yeah, 190, I think.
Yeah. I think it's a bit more than previous ones, but you can sort of tell by the amount of perfection that goes into it. Now, I thought it was funny here, because you get just this slow pace of Gordon just, you know, walking around, right down, you know, with Barney, just at this slow, slow pace. But when the actual run starts, it's just, you know, completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this one was tricky.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think it worked out pretty well. This is the, going from my shot to the start of the run, I think it, went pretty smoothly.
Yeah. I just got the idea for, like, bunny hopping inside that little chamber there to build up speed after, like, a long time of not doing that. I just kind of thought, and I found I was a little faster.
Yeah, you can tell you put in a lot of thought to this thing. Yeah, it's sort of like the increase in segments allows you to do a lot of tricks you couldn't be able to do with fewer segments.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I was just wondering, I didn't know what bunny hopping method you used. I used the three hop script.
Three hop script? Yeah, I think I use it was like 4 or 5 or something for speedrunning, yeah. In, like, TFC,
okay, so
I use a 3 hop.
Not too different.
Hop. Yeah, I couldn't get the special one to work on base Half-Life. I don't know why, but I just
yeah.
Used,
I think
like
I think I tried around a bit, but you know, I've been using 3-hop for a while, and it just worked out enough. Yeah, I like this part. You just sort of get it to where they push them to where they're exactly in front of the optical scanners.
Yeah.
And don't have to run so far. I think they did this in my run. I think Dopefish originally did this, but I didn't get him quite as close to the scanners as you did.
Yeah, this scientist is really the one that matters most, because he's got to walk over there before you can use him again. So I'm just trying to get him to face the scanner right now.
Yeah, I guess so. One example, I recorded this whole run with Fraps rather than the traditional way of doing it with the start movie. Now, we will lose some frames with it, but the one advantage is you actually get to see their mouths talk right. There's a bug in with doing it the other way, where they just sort of, you know, keep their mouths shut and you hear a sound coming out.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I think, was this the one part where, like, you could have potentially saved, like, 2 seconds on the run if you stay up on this light to avoid the teleport triggers?
Yeah. Instead of, blocking the scientist in the doorway, you can just completely skip doing that, so it saves about 3 seconds, I think.
Yeah, is that the? I think that's the only cut I know of that didn't make it into the run, besides the infinite health door stuff, which doesn't really count, in my opinion.
Well, there's some few other things I could think of, but not a whole lot, really.
So you make a segment here just to show off?
Yeah, this whole room was like done in 3 segments because I wanted to make it a little more entertaining.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It gives you something to look at, especially if you've seen the other runs as well, and you're just sort of waiting for it. It's the most dull part, mostly, in any of the runs, such as a tram ride. Yeah,
this part
basically memorized a lot of the dialogue that's happening here. Happened quite a lot. Actually, I think in my run, I actually had an entire segment that's from the start of the run, and it was still going at this point. So it was like, the first segment was like 5 minutes long.
Yeah. Oh, we finally get the sample.
Here it comes.
I push it diagonally so it goes faster.
Oh, interesting. I never knew that. So is this other site, you push him out here for bait?
Yeah, I don't know. That guy didn't matter much. I was just having some fun with him.
Okay. Yeah, because I know
I
you
think
have to
I
keep
was
the...
Yeah, you have to keep this alien slave occupied. I think I was originally going to like try and land on his head, but I overshot it and jumped over him.
Yeah, because if you don't keep his attention, he's going to shoot the scientist and die and the door closes, right?
Right.
His adrenaline is fire. I think originally here, I waited until Unforeseen Consequence had loaded, and then I jumped up, but... Or here you jump up and you're on the sill when it loads, so you start that green lightning earlier, right?
Yep. And if you notice, I move a little bit to the right. That's because there's like a little ledge there when the new area loads, so you have to move a little bit to the right.
Alright.
Took a bit of damage there on accident. I didn't realize it until after I was a few segments into the past that, and then... But then there was there's still enough.
I always thought that was intentional. I thought you had planned it out that you could have those two health points.
Yeah, like there's enough health, but actually, if I didn't take that damage, I could have saved a little time by not having to get those med kits after the long fall onto the ladder, which comes up later.
Yeah, that segment right there was I like that. Just jumping through all that, crouching through, not losing speed.
That jump to land straight through that hole was really hard.
I think here's the first instance of object boosting.
Yeah, off that wheelbarrow.
This is the first run where it's really used. And there's, that saved a lot of time, jumping over that bridge.
Mucked
around
30
with,
seconds.
You know, jumping on boxes and whatnot on my run.
And you get the scientist to open the door for you because you do the elevator trick and he's still there.
Oh, yeah, the elevator trick. We should probably explain that. A lot of people think it's hacks. It's like, oh, you teleported. I just saw it. It's video editing. It's not. There's actually a teleport trigger that moves you to the next level, but it sort of extends outside the door. So if you get the door to close, it can load the next level, which is actually just, you know, another sort of same looking elevator. So you don't actually have to wait in the elevator for it to open.
Yeah, the elevator doesn't actually move, it just loads a new level. It sits there the whole time.
And right there you had to, you couldn't get too close to that Barney or else he would go into his spiel and stop and he wouldn't run after you. So you get close enough to use him, but not too close to do his little trigger.
And I had to kill all those things because Barney would try and shoot all of them and I couldn't get him to go over there otherwise.
Yeah, We've Got Hostiles is a pretty good one. Originally, it was just running through the whole level, and then we found the vents. You could go through the vents that saved a lot of time. But I think you found this one here, where you just shoot the scientist and, you know, just skip the entire section.
Yeah. You get the scientist to open the door for you.
Yeah, there's like half a second in between lines where you can use him and get him to actually not run off and trigger the trip mine over there.
Here's the part where I could have saved a little time. Instead of getting those health kits, I could have just gone straight to this tramlite if I didn't take that extra damage.
Okay. Yeah, but how many tries did that take you? That looked really impressive, going through just through that hole and around the elevator onto the ladder.
Yeah, it was some tricky air control. It took, I don't know, I was probably doing it for at least an hour or 2 hours. Trying to get it as fast as I could, you know, so I fall through right when the doors open up just enough to go through. It was really hard to pick up. I had to pick up just one of those armor batteries, but not both of them, because I needed to do this grenade boost up here. So it was really hard to actually just get one of them and without
slowing
down.
Yeah, I saw you did it. I figured it must be, because actually we'll explain it now, I guess. The number of amount of health you get, the amount of health you lose is your boost depends on the amount of health you lose, rather.
Yeah. So it's,
so if you have too much armor, you don't lose enough health and you don't get enough boost.
So I was trying to get exactly the right amount of armor to have just enough boost to get across there. This grenade jump was pretty tricky.
Right into that corner.
Normally
there,
you don't normally it'll like kill you or it won't give you enough boost. It was really hard to get it just right.
Yeah, what's fun about that silo is there's like five ways to get down it, and I think one involves like a funny bug or you just getting stuck on the wall. That's the one I used just because I thought it was funniest.
Yeah, I was trying to do that. I couldn't get it to work, so I figured this ladder way was just as fast, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot more reliable, and you don't really have to, you know, do much finicky stuff and, like, slowing down as you're hopping down there.
Using a health kit through the wall there.
Yeah, you can use all buttons and everything through the wall. We've been doing it liberally, like, right there, you know, open it up through it. A lot of tricks come from that.
Oh, I was just thinking a couple months ago that I might have been able to afford to do some sort of a grenade boost there if I got the extra health kit. I'm not sure if it would have saved time overall, but it's just an idea.
Yeah, And it's actually harder than it looks here to just hop in all the right places, because I think you just hit the ground once in each of those little turns. But it's easy sort of get sort of hung up on there and, you know, have to sort of muddle around there.
Trying not to take fall damage there.
Yeah, land on the left.
This was really hard, throwing this grenade so it lands right next to that box.
Another boost here. What's interesting is it loads a new level here. And so all the grenades he threw open these boxes, and all the stuff he's getting now, it's actually from the previous level.
Yeah, from blowing up those boxes. Those trip mines down at the right spot took a long time. I had to make that like a separate segment.
Oh yeah, I remember that being a little tricky. Although I think I did it on the other side. It might have been easier over there. Oh yeah, one thing is that the grenades, contact grenades, and regular grenades will distract grunts. And so you can throw them and they'll just cover, and the assassins run away, and then you can just run. This part is pretty nice. I've always enjoyed it.
Yeah, this is maybe my favorite part, because you get to do a really fast boost before you even get the tau gun. It's just with the explosive damage. It's pretty nifty.
I think someplace in your single segment run here, you just like you hit a trip mine and got down to like 7 health. I'm like, oh man, because that thing is like an hour long. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, I pretty much had to ace all these parts after it to stay up on health. Throwing the grenades again, make the grunts run away.
Yeah, there's a little duck in there, it's great. Hitting the thing through the wall. Start the rocket launch.
And this is just dead time right here, so I'm just being careful. Eventually I'll get the med kit in here.
So this is interesting here, like upcoming you hit the button right when it starts, but I was actually had to look at the thing, but you just sort of hit it.
Yeah, I was jumping there and I reloaded. That was all for timing, so I could time when I was supposed to hit it. So the doors start closing and then they finish closing right when the new level is ready to load. Because if you leave too soon, the doors won't be open when you go out to the next level.
Yeah, this is some part of the part, so I think it really helps to... I sort of didn't notice it right now because we're not listening with the sound on, but the music doesn't stop at level loads like it was in previous runs, and I think it helped a lot.
Yeah, I added in all the music afterwards, and that was pretty nifty, I think. There's a little shortcut there. Instead of using that alien with the tentacle to boost you up, I just bunny hopped across. Saves a second.
Tricky bunny hopping. Now that part, that's pretty good. Is that one of the diagonal push there?
Yeah. Diagonal push.
And this one's scaring the...
Here we got the alien slave to open the door by... I shot the contact grenade out towards the alien slave, and then he runs away from it, and he thinks he needs to go open that door for some reason, so he makes the door open for you instead of letting the scientist do it.
And this is just like using crap, like blowing the slaves up.
Yeah, I had the extra satchel there, so I'll just blow those guys up for fun.
Steal all your crap anyway here. This is an interesting part, because it doesn't actually just turn off the lights, it transports you to a completely dark room right behind where that health was. But you can run forward and use the health pack through the wall while you're in the dark room.
Yeah, I discovered that on accident. I was actually recording one of the shortcut videos I put on the forums for the grenade boost up to that lever, and then I had it all done, and I was recording, and I was in the room, and then I just, for some reason, I had this idea, like, maybe I should try and use that med kit, and then it actually worked.
I think doesn't the game actually give you a boost out of that pipe?
Yeah, it launches you out of that pipe at pretty good speed, and you can keep it all the way to there with bunny hopping.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting there. Like the back in the compactor room, you just use the compactor like a train. I guess it's just the way they mapped it. You get to start early.
This part up here was kind of hard because I couldn't bunny hop too fast, or the jumps wouldn't line up right for going through the hole at the end. So I had to do it just the right speed. And wall strafing in the vents, of course. There's a thing where you hold duck and jump, and you just skim across the water really fast because it has some trigger in there to make you move forward a little bit.
I think it's just simple tricky maneuvering here. Now the mines gave me some trouble when I was doing my run.
Yeah, those mines are a little hard. It's kind of tricky to jump over them, right? Shot that thing as soon as I could to start the trigger.
Yeah, didn't you like originally have a satchel jump planned here?
Yeah, I had a satchel jump planned here originally to get up on to where I am right now on that balcony, but I found it took off too much of your health, so then when you try to use one of these scientists later on, he tries to heal you and you end up losing all your time that you saved. So it was better to save that health for a jump later on in the run. This was really hard to get the scientists to follow you and then stay right in that intersection there.
Oh, I had so much trouble with it in my run. Like, I eventually just...
If you hear him right there, he just said, like, I refuse to go another step. That's where he stops, and he's in the intersection right now.
Yeah, I would do it, but he would always get scared of the head crabs and, like, do all this crap, and it's like, oh man, I'm gonna take a few seconds here, I'm just tired of doing it, because I've been trying it for days.
Yeah, those head crabs were annoying, I had to blow them up with the trip mines.
I like that Tau snark there, you did there to get over those boxes.
Yeah, I did a Tau boost, and then jumped, then threw a snark downward, landed on the snark, and jumped off the snark to jump over the boxes. That's the boost I was able to do because I didn't do the one in questionable ethics.
So didn't you like have to do this part a bunch just to not get hit by the helicopter at all?
Yeah, the helicopter shooting at you the whole time, and it would, almost every time it would hit you, and it would mess up my armor and health for the next jumps. You get hit a lot in this part too, by the turrets and the guards.
Yeah, I never knew you could jump over that headcrab in the vent there. I thought you just had to lure him out.
Yeah, you can jump over him, I guess.
I think there's a really funny thing about that tank. There's a sort of a blooper video, is that if you have the RPG, you can get the tank to shoot it wherever you want. If you turn the laser sight on. I need that snark launcher for later tricks.
Yeah, slows you down a little bit having to pick it up there, but it's worth it. Landing on that big gun down there was really hard, because there's only this small part where it has this little ramp on it, and I had to land right on the little tiny ramp there to avoid taking fall damage.
Yeah, and actually you were charging the tau while you were using the gun, right, to do a bug?
Yeah, and then it's at full charge by the time you're done, and you don't use up any of your ammo either. I shot that grenade there to make the Barney guard run faster, because normally he just stands there for a long time and before he goes.
Yeah, I think that you can actually use satchels to blow up this door here without having to mess with the airstrike, but it takes a lot of time to get the satchels, as I remember.
Yeah, you have to do a lot of damage to that door, but doing that airstrike is just faster than getting a bunch of satchels or whatnot.
And you got that drive-by, you got the cells out of that box without stopping.
Yeah, that was an idea I had. I think, I asked on the forums, because I was kind of busy. I wanted to see if someone could do it to make sure it was feasible, but yeah, it turned out it works pretty good. Here's the bug in the door to jam it, makes it close faster.
Yeah, a lot of movable things will actually stop or reverse direction when you hit them with snarks. So there you have it again.
Or Hornet gun, whatever.
Oh, yeah, Hornets, not snarks. I just get the little alien buggers mixed up.
Doing those snark boosts like really fast like that takes a lot of retries, because normally you don't go up quite so fast. You fall down a lot and you have to keep jumping, but I was able to keep retrying those parts until I got it up really fast.
There's some trickery there with a grenade in the window. Usually you have to talk to that scientist there.
Yeah, you have to let the scientist normally has to let you in through that door, but I threw the grenade in there to make him run towards the door and open it, just like I did with that alien slave before.
You just shoot him so he doesn't shoot you while you're jumping down there.
Yeah, because that would put me at like 96 health or 92 health, and then you would die from this grenade boost here. It's actually kind of a big deal in the single segment run.
Yeah, so you actually had to shoot both of those slaves there going up, or else they would kill you.
Actually, if you watch it, I missed them both, so they actually missed me too. So that's what happened, really, because they. Since you're going fast enough, they miss you a lot of the times. So what happened is I missed them, and they missed me. Shot the Barney guard through the door, makes him open the door for you and try and kill you, and then I shot him again after that to make him run towards the other door. But more often than not, he would not run and open the other door. I had to retry that many, many times to get him to open the door.
Oh yeah, and back there where you just went inside the teleporter, that's an interesting trick.
Yeah, it skips the whole teleporter sequence. I found there's this trigger there, and whenever something goes in there, it kills it, and then it has a little pulse before it can kill something again. So what I found is if you can throw like a snark in there, it'll kill the snark, and then you have about a half a second to fall in there before it'll be able to kill something again.
I was pretty impressed when I saw it. Because normally you have to wait like 2 minutes. And
yeah, it saves 2 minutes about exactly.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Gonarch is that you can only deal damage to him when he's at these little stations. When he's running to his little stations, his waypoints, you can't do anything. So that's why we're waiting here.
Yeah, he's very finicky too about what he does when he goes to those stations. Like, I had to wait till he would turn a little bit before I would do damage to him, otherwise sometimes he would get all messed up and wouldn't run to the right places, or he would just take longer than if you hadn't waited just a little bit longer, you know?
Yeah, and there's also one problem in the first part. He would get stuck. Apparently that's a result of you shooting him at the wrong time.
Yeah. I think if you shoot him later, it's more consistent, but obviously I want to shoot him as soon as possible.
And there was just a breakable floor. He just had to do a lot of damage. I think it required all the satchels and trip mines, basically.
Yeah, it required everything I put on it. A really tricky part was throwing those satchels so they would bounce off the wall and land on the explodable floor there. Yeah, I did a lot of re-records on these parts here. Getting the guys not to shoot me and everything just took a long time.
So this part is you're jumping off the head of that guy down there?
Yeah, I thought people would like that. It's pretty nice because I don't have to do a tau boost to get across there.
So I have to say that this one health boss battle is just, you know, stylistically nice.
Yeah.
I guess it's also, you know, it makes sense in the context that as you lose health, you get more boosts. So if you end the game with, you know, more than one health, that means that you miss some opportunity, right?
Yep. When it was, like, dark and you couldn't see anything there, I was actually shooting at the crystals on the wall. What I had to do was make, like, these cardboard cutouts so I could move my mouse the correct distance to shoot them. Took a lot of trial and error on that part.
And here we go. Alright. Always like the ending on top of the boss.
Yeah, I didn't plan that. That just happened.
Yeah. I got teleported out to another room, and so people sort of accused me of not beating the game because I couldn't have beat it when I was in the other room, right?
That's funny.
Yeah, we just get a lot of funny accusations of cheating on these things. Like, they especially don't like you to go up into the skybox. They think that's really cheating.
Another really hard part of that boss fight was throwing those satchels up at him and getting them stuck inside him and not, like, going flying past him or something. I had to get all five of them to do damage to him. And then also, I had to get, like, stuck inside his body so he'd, like, protect me from the satchels as they exploded.
Yeah, it's but overall, it's like parts. You can't save too much. You can't save too much time on that thing because it's sort of timed when his head opens up.
Yeah, you have to do a certain amount of damage, and then his head opens. There's like it starts a timer for when his head's going to open up after that. At least that's my understanding how it works. I'm not sure if anyone knows exactly.
Yeah, I think it's just he has a pool of damage, and because his head can open up and you have to do some more damage to the inside. But you were using that machine gun there to make sure you got the first hit when it opened up.
Yeah.
All right, I think this will wrap up our commentary. Thanks for listening.
Yep, thanks for listening. Thanks for doing this with me, Random Inji, David, Richard?
Richard, anyway. Yeah, well, alright, bye everyone.